Hurricane season is underway, but many people in western North Carolina are still struggling to recover from last year. In the town of Swannanoa, flooding from Hurricane Helene destroyed homes and businesses, including the only supermarket there. NPR's Greg Allen reports that nearly 9 months later, residents say they still have few options for fresh food.
U.S. Highway 70 is the main road in Swannanoa, and it's still a mess. There are piles of debris and buildings without windows and roofs. Most of the businesses that line the highway are still closed. Many may never reopen. But on a side street in a church parking lot, about 24 people holding grocery bags are lined up. They come here every week to pick up free food distributed by a local nonprofit, Bounty and Soul.
I've got some yellow squash, apples, garlic, potatoes, kale, tomatoes, lemons.
Shelley Dickerson lives in Swannanoa with her husband and daughter. Because there's no grocery store, she especially values the fresh produce.
Today was a little exceptional. We got extra veggies, fruit. We got some grapes. And they usually always have some type of bread.
Do you have some sour bread today?
Hey. This is all we've got left is a lot of these rolls.
Volunteers and employees with Bounty and Soul staff a truck that takes produce and other fresh food to communities like this one, where months after the storm, it can be hard to find.
Swannanoa is a food desert.
Paula Sellers helps run Bounty and Soul, a group that buys produce, much of it from local farms, and distributes it to communities where it's needed. After Helene hit the area last September, they began coming to Swannanoa.
Fresh food in this little Swannanoa region is very difficult to come by. The Ingalls grocery store that is located in Swannanoa did get flooded out. They had major impacts, and it's unclear if or when they are going to restore that store to functionality.
The Ingalls grocery store chain tells NPR that it's working on plans, but still has no timeline for when or if it will reopen the store. Sellers says Bounty and Soul will be in Swannanoa for as long as it's needed.
Prior to the storm, 1 in 6 adults and 1 in 5 children in western North Carolina was food insecure.
And now she says it's worse. Many here still don't have homes, vehicles, and jobs. A small local bakery, Blunt Pretzel, is still serving free daily meals to residents. Christopher Smith lives nearby and with his wife stumbled onto Blunt Pretzel as they were looking for water after the storm.
And I looked down the hill, and here was Blunt Pretzels, smoke billowing off the grills, and I smelled pretzels in the air, and I saw a line of people that were just kind of like, oh my goodness, there's food and water here.
Smith started as a volunteer and soon found himself working alongside staff from World Central Kitchen preparing meals for the community. World Central Kitchen eventually left, but it gave Blunt Pretzel a blueprint on how to add a nonprofit, Blunt Kitchen. Smith says people still need to be fed.
These people, many of them are displaced because their home was either flooded, inundated, or washed into the river completely. Maybe their employer was washed into the river or cannot sustain because they don't have enough business, so they're underemployed or unemployed and just need one or two meals so they can pay their light bill. So there's different angles to look at how feeding somebody could be helpful.
The rest of the country may have moved on from last year's hurricane season, but in western North Carolina, and especially in Swannanoa, the lines of people getting food are an indication recovery from Helene still has a long way to go. With producer Marisa Pinalosa, I'm Greg Allen, NPR News, Swannanoa, North Carolina.